Now the Venerable Amchok Rinpoche spoke. To what extent might destructive emotions also be strengthened by reasoning, in the same way that positive or constructive emotions might be strengthened? Such impulsive emotions are weakened by reasoning rather than strengthened by it, Ritchie argued. That's not to say that there aren't some destructive emotions that may be strengthened by reason. There probably are. But the class of destructive emotions that arise very strongly, with spontaneity in the moment, would probably be counteracted by reasoning. I think it's more complicated, Paul answered. I'm worried about the level of precision we can gain when we can say that the good kind of reasoning, that is, not enslaved, involves the frontal lobe, and that other kinds of conscious reasoning that are not voluntary, but directed by emotion, do not involve that part of the brain at all. Patients with frontal lobe damage, Ritchie pointed out, cannot voluntarily direct their thoughts. That is the crucial difference. The Dalai Lama jumped in. Am I right in thinking, Paul, that you are suggesting that it may be too simplistic to associate valid reasoning with the frontal lobe activity and other kinds of reasoning elsewhere? Yes, Paul answered. Ritchie said, in the grip of unwholesome reasoning, one can plan to commit some unethical or violent action, thinking it through, and working out all the details in one's mind in a very premeditated way. That also involves the frontal lobes in a very unwholesome way, so I don't mean to suggest that any activity in the frontal lobes is necessarily going to be wholesome. That's not the case at all. At this point, our focus shifted to remedies.